CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham in the UK. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS news for Sunday the 30th of August 2026. Here are the main news headlines. RSGB board chairman change as part of planned transition. Tonight at 8 is back. Last chance to buy your RSGB convention ticket at early bird prices. The RSGB board is pleased to announce that following its meeting on the 22nd of August 2026, Graham Smith, G4NMD, has been appointed chairman of the board. This appointment forms part of a planned and orderly leadership transition agreed by the board. Stuart Bryant, G3YSX, who served as chairman since 2023 with distinction, fully supports the change and will remain a director until the 2027 AGM. He will continue to contribute his considerable experience to the society and its activities. Licensed since 1974, Graham has been active in many areas of amateur radio, including service as an RSGB district representative, RayNet UK controller, and member of the Emergency Communications and Resilience Group. Since joining the board, he has led work on resilience, volunteer development and governance improvement, as well as serving as board liaison for training and education. The board looks forward to continuing its work with volunteers, members and staff across the society as it delivers its strategic priorities and supports the amateur radio community throughout the UK and beyond. For the full announcement, please see the RSGB notices section of the RSGB website. The Tonight at 8 autumn programme begins on Monday the 7th of September with an engaging webinar on amateur radio and the future of satellite communication. RSGB Board Director Patrick Wood, 2E0IFB, will be delivering a presentation that will start with a brief history on the subject before looking ahead to the future. He'll touch on FunCube developments, FunCube Plus, and missions such as Jovian 1, whilst also considering how radio amateurs are now using geostationary satellites like QO100. He will also ask how radio amateurs can adapt their skills and equipment for a rapidly changing communications world. Patrick is an expert in the subject, having had a 38-year career in aerospace, defence and space sectors, with over 30 years dedicated to the space sector. RSGB webinars are live streamed on its YouTube channel and special BATC channel, allowing you to watch the presentations and ask questions online. Find out more about September's presentation and other upcoming webinars by going to rsgb.org/webinars. The RSGB Convention Nano VNA Essentials workshop has now sold out. Make sure you don't miss on the remaining spaces for the two other workshops by securing your ticket now. On Friday the 9th of October, you can take part in a 5.5-hour workshop offering practical advice on identifying the sources and mitigating the effects of radio frequency interference. On the afternoon of Saturday the 10th of October or the morning of Sunday the 11th, you can take part in a 2-hour workshop operating practical and interactive exercises that show you how to use AI more effectively in your own amateur radio projects. Both workshops are available to purchase at the same time as your convention ticket. Go to rsgb.org/convention-workshops to book your place. Don't forget that you only have until 9 o'clock on Tuesday the 1st of September to purchase your ticket at the early bird prices. Time is running out to submit your nominations for the annual RSGB G5RP trophy. You have until the 11th of September to send in a nominee who has recently discovered and made significant progress in HFDXing. Perhaps you know someone who has worked a good total of new countries or perhaps have taken part in some substantial HFD expedition activity. Send your nominations to RSGB HF Manager Ian Greenshields, G4FSU, hf.manager@rsgb.org.uk. DMR YouthNet, organised by the RSGB Youth Committee, is back at 7 p.m. BST on Tuesday the 1st of September following a break over the summer holidays. Since the launch of the net in 2025, young operators have joined from across Europe to build confidence, speaking on the radio, connect with fellow young operators from around the world, and join in without needing to set up antennas at home. The RSGB Youth Talk Group 23554 is available on the DVSPH and Brandmeister networks. The net will take place on the first Tuesday of each month. We're delighted to announce that Steve Chalk achieved a bronze medal at the IARU Region 1 ARDF Championships in Romania last week. He was one of a small team competing on behalf of the RSGB. Steve gained his medal in the M60 category of the sprint race, in which the transmissions are just 12 seconds in duration. So congratulations to Steve. Don't forget to listen out for the stations that are taking part in this year's British Island Inland Waterways On the Air event. Stations have been operating since yesterday, the 29th, and activity continues until tomorrow, Monday the 31st. To find out more, visit Nunsfield House Amateur Radio Group's website, nharg.org.uk, and follow the By WOTA 2026 link. Rallies and events. Today, the 30th Milton Keynes Amateur Radio Society is taking place at Heron's Lodge Guide Activity Centre, Bradwell Road, Loughton Lodge, Milton Keynes. Doors open to the public 9 a.m. Entrance fee £3, parking free. More information, visit mkars.org.uk/mkrally. Also today, the 30th Torbay Amateur Radio Society's annual rally takes place at the Courtenay Centre, King's Stainton Road in Newton Abbot, TQ12 2QA. The new venue is a town centre site and is adjacent to a large car park. Entry fee £3, visitors welcome from 10. More details available at torbayars.org. Tomorrow the 31st, Huntingdon Amateur Radio's rally takes place at Ramsey Rural Museum, Wood Lane, Ramsey in Cambridgeshire. Doors open to traders at 7, visitors from 9. Hot and cold refreshments available. More information, email harsrally, figures 2026 at hotmail.com. Sunday the 6th of September, Telford Hanfest takes place at Harper Adams University near Telford, TF10 8ND. Doors open 10:15, admission £5, children up to 16 free. The GQRP Club Convention will be held at the same venue on Saturday the 5th of September. More information, contact the Hamfest team via hamfest@tdars.org.uk. Special event REP, Portugal's National Amateur Radio Association, is active with special call sign CT100REP until the 31st of December. Station is operating to mark the group's 100th anniversary. Look for activity on HF, VHF and UHF using CW digital modes, SSB and satellites. TX News, Mark WB2OIL is active as WB2OIL/VY0 from Broughton Island, NA130, until Tuesday the 1st of September. He's operating using CWFT8 and SSB on the 40 to 10 metre bands. More information via QRZ.com. Contest news, worldwide Digi DX contest started at 1200 UTC yesterday the 29th. Ends 1200 UTC today, Sunday the 30th, FT4 and FT8 on the 160 to 10 metre bands. The exchange is your 4-character locator. Tuesday the 1st of September, RSGB 144 megs FM activity contest runs 1800 to 1855 UTC, FM on the 2 metre band, exchanges signal report, serial number and locator. Also on Tuesday the 1st of September, RSGB 144 megs UK activity contest runs 1900 to 2130 UTC, using all modes on the 2 metre band, exchanges signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday the 2nd, RSGB 144 megs FT8 activity 4-hour contest, 1700 to 2100 UTC, FT8 on the 2 metre band, exchanges report and 4-character locator. Also Wednesday, 144 megs FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs 1900 to 2100 UTC, FT8 on the 2 metre band. Same conditions, stations who enter the 4-hour contest can also enter the 2. Also Wednesday the 2nd, UK and Ireland contest, club 80 metre contest runs 2000 to 2100 UTC, SSB on the 80 metre band, exchanges your 6-character locator. The All Asian DX contest starts 0000 UTC on Saturday the 5th, ends at 2359 UTC on Sunday the 6th of September. SSB on the 160 to 10 metre bands where the exchange is your signal report and your age. Saturday the 5th, CWOPS CW Open takes place in 3 4-hour sessions between 0000 and 2359 UTC, CW on the 160 to 10 metre bands, where contests are permitted, the exchange's serial number and name. Sunday the 6th, Work Tall Britain 144 megs SSB contest runs 1000 to 1400 UTC, SSB on the 2 metre band, exchange's signal report, serial number and Work Tall Britain Square. RSGB SSB Field Day, IARU Region 1 Field Day and IRTS SSB Field Day start at 1300 UTC, Saturday the 5th ends 1300 UTC, Sunday the 6th, using all modes on the 80 to 10 metre bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number. RSGB 144 megs Trophy Contest started at 1400 UTC, Saturday the 5th ends at 1400 UTC, Sunday the 6th, using all modes on the 2-metre band, exchanges signal report, serial number and locator. Also Sunday the 6th, the 5th RSGB 144 Backpacker contest runs from 1000 to 1400 UTC using all modes on the 2-metre band, the exchanges signal report, serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation report. They write, last week we said that there were no coronal holes to threaten HF. However, guess what appeared just after the time of writing? Coronal holes can appear at any time, which is why we recommend going to solarham.com for daily updates. This week another coronal hole has appeared, and this one really does look as though it could threaten Earth. This, coupled with coronal mass ejections, means that today the 30th could see the KP index rise and maximum usable frequencies, or MUFs, fall. On a brighter note, the KP index has been very low this past week, mostly below 2, with the result that HF has been very good. Top DX being worked includes RI1FJL on Franz Josef Land in the Arctic Circle, which has been very loud on many bands, right up to the 12 and 10 metre bands. Another DX to be worked in the coming week includes VH/HB9BFM from Namibia, J38DX and J38LD from Grenada, and P29YY from Papua New Guinea. Quick check on the NCDXF beacon chain revealed a very good propagation on 14 megs and 21 megs. This includes reception on the following beacons: CS3B in Madeira, RR90 in Siberia, 4S7B in Sri Lanka, 4X6TU in Israel, 4U1UN in New York. So it looks as though we're starting to leave the summer doldrums behind and enter better autumnal HF conditions. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will be around 120, falling to 90. After the potential for geomagnetic disruption this weekend ending today the 30th, the forecast is good, with a KP index of around 2. VHF and up, the weather has changed to autumnal, with lows bringing periods of rain or showers and quite windy conditions at times. The coming week will turn out in similar fashion and means that you won't be dealing much, if any, with tropo for VHF. Main weather-dependent mode will be rain scatter for gigahertz band operators. The chances of aurora will need to show KP index above 5 to be of much interest, and probably a little bit higher for southern areas. The prospect for meteor scatter are likely to be reduced to random activity, which tends to give better results in the early morning hours before dawn. Lastly, we're coming to the close of the sporadic E season and probably a week or so to play out. Any openings will be few and far between. Try checking the main operating windows of mid-morning and late afternoon. As a backup, consider the middle of the day, since towards the edges of the season the traditional timings are less reliable. For EME operators, moon declination went positive again on yesterday the 29th, with increasing peak elevation and lengthening moon windows. Path losses are falling all week. Towards perigee on Sunday the 6th of September, 144 meg sky noise is low, increasing to medium by Friday the 4th. That's it from the propagation team this week, and that's all from me until next week.